When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, do you still have the Justin Timberlake story?
Yeah, I do.
Can you tell us the Justin Timberlake story?
Justin Timberlake was reportedly arrested for driving while intoxicated last Tuesday, June 18th. But an anonymous source for the New York Post, page 6, claims that the two, the police officer and Timberlake, shared an exchange with Timberlake mumbling that his arrest was going to hurt the tour. And the officer asked, what tour? Because the officer didn't recognize who he was. And Timberlake replied, the world tour.
Is that what you say when you get pulled over?
It is now.
You're like, this is going to mess up my
tour.
Oh,
man, this is going to affect the tour.
I was going to go to Collinsville, and then we were going to hit up Shiloh.
We were going to do a taste of Collinsville, and this is going to affect the whole tour.
If Justin Timberlake went through what he went through last week, people are questioning. There's no official report about what he was on or influenced by, correct?
No. In fact, the only official report is from the bartender at the last bar he was at. And that bartender goes, he wasn't drinking much here. He had one cocktail. So if he was drinking before at that, he wasn't here.
I read that his blood alcohol content was like 0.222 or something like that, which is outrageous.
Pretty high.
But everything that I've seen on Twitter flying around, there's some wild rumors about it. You think he's batting 1,000 on getting pulled over and getting arrested? Or do you think that maybe he's been pulled over before? And people are like, dude, you're Justin Timberlake. And he's like, I know, I'm on a world tour. And they're like, bye.
I really don't know. But if he's dropping the world tour, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was just drunk and was thinking, oh, man, this is really going to affect the bottom line for me. And maybe he wasn't trying to name drop, but
he's had trouble with alcohol before, I think. Substances. I think that
it seems familiar.
He says one of the quotes that he said is like, I know I've been a hard human to love at times. So I don't think I don't think that he is a squeaky clean person when it comes to these things. Just a lot of people aren't. I mean, you don't have to be an almost globally known celebrity, except for in the Hamptons. by 21-year-olds. Of all of this, was that the most offensive thing to him? Don't you know me? I'm Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that the cop didn't recognize him?
So? Who's that?
The cop apparently genuinely did not know who he was.
Yeah, it was the first year officer.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. I didn't read that.
Yeah, he's super young.
That's even funnier.
Yes, Justin Timberlake is, I'm guessing, like 42 or 43.
Which is not that old.
Just like kind of getting up there.
No.
It's just starting.
He's got his whole life ahead of him. He's not even over the hill yet.
He's a world tour.
Yeah, he's doing a world tour. He's 42.
Does he?
Yeah. He's going to live to be, based on modern science, he's going to live to be 160, 170. So.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is losing her ever-loving mind on
man,
the screen
they're running
behind
that you. On a loop, too, yeah. On Fox.
She's taking her hair down. Uh-huh. But she rips her hair down because she's, I don't know what that's. Gosh, do we have that clip?
It's so funny because what she's jumping around, she's
if
like
Brad
dancing.
If Brad loves the show, he would not have pulled this clip.
She did not pull the AOC clip.
Good. Then I don't feel any obligation to find it.
AOC speaks at a lot of events, but she is really jazzed up for this one. And you go, what is it that made you so excited?
I have a theory. Just testing the Biden debate drugs.
Oh, okay.
It's a test.
They're like, whoop, too much.
Whoa.
Too much.
Whoa.
Here, take this. Tell us how it makes you feel.
I have a theory. She just loves campaign fundraisers for Jamal Bowman that much. I mean, nothing gets you more excited.
We're going to show them who the f*** we are.
I think you are.
Yeah, well, at least it was beeped. There's a lot of beeps.
In the words of my 14-year-old son, big yikes. Or, what the Sigma? I could speak in a different language, and there'd be some teenage kids sitting in the car with their moms and dads right now going, whoa. Just talking the lingo.
Did you just say one?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that one?
Not and still be cool.
But you would
then
be cool.
Then I'd be like you.
I would be uncool because I would be the receiving end of the explanation.
I think we're already there.
No, we're not. We're out on the edge. We're dancing with the night.
Does the left on the protest stage or on the campaign stage, wherever you see them out campaigning, feeling a little unhinged? They're very scared. Everything is fear-based.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, the only message.
I don't like that you said that as if the other things,
the other things
that, I've
that
said
you said,
were
not so much.
Sketch.
I listened to the full speech, which wasn't that long, that Jack Black gave 2 weekends ago.
Dude, Jack Black is not cool.
No.
He might be kind of funny in his own Jack Blacky kind of way. But you don't see him and you're like, I want to hang out with that dude. You want to be in the same room but far away just to see what happens.
That
next.
Guy looks like David Letterman's dad.
Oh.
At this point, they both got those giant Santa Claus beards. Anyway, but Jack Black, I think he's super funny. And I thought his speech was funny for a political speech because it's hard to make those funny. But the only substance he had to it as to why he was there to support Joe Biden was that democracy was at stake. Exactly what you just said. It's just fear-based. Like, well, I can't tell you anything he's really doing, but I can tell you what would happen if you don't vote for him, and it's full fear.
Are Democrats, are engaged Democrat voters, are they all scared of Donald Trump? I think.
Yeah.
It's a high percentage.
Oh, I'm pretty
scared.
Sure they are, yeah. They're afraid. It's because, just like we talked about in the last segment, it's that 30% of voters, Democrat voters, who they really don't.
59% as of June 17th, 59% of voters, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll, disapprove of the president. 36% approve, to be specific.
Okay. Thank you very much.
36.
It's whatever that percentage is that they're not ever going. If there's a D attached to that name. He is full functioning. He is running on all pistons. That guy hasn't lost a step. Those people are the ones that when you ask them about issues like this, they have no clue because it's basically their worldview. You're coming at their worldview. Mm-hmm. And so when you ask questions about Donald Trump, well, he offends my soul. You know, those people aren't voting for a politician because they want inflation to go down. Those people are voting because their heart demands it.
I'm not a car guy. Is running on all pistons a phrase?
Running on us all cylinders, but the piston's in the cylinder, so it's close.
Darn right, it's close. Horseshoes and hand grenades, baby.
You're pretty comfortable with what you said there.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm doing a good job.
Thank you. Firing
all cylinders works too.
Firing on all pistons?
All pistons. The car people knew.
I just wanted to say pistons and feel a little dirty.
No. The car people listening, they all heard that and they said, man, Brad would have probably said all cylinders because that's a popular phrase. But Ryan knows his cars. He knows the pistons inside.
You're a Valvoline instant oil change guy, aren't you?
You know what? I drove by. since this segment's going nowhere anyway, I drove by.
I worked hard for this.
I drove by a Valvoline today that I thought, man, I need to get an oil change. Maybe I'll pull in there. But their sign said, I kid you not, winter is coming. Better get your car winterized.
That.
And I was like, I don't think I want to go to that Valvoline.
I saw that. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I had a conversation with my daughter. I'm like, we are 2 days into summer.
Yes.
Cool.
This is like the dog days. Yes. What time could you put that message up worse?
I got to tell you, Valvoline and oil changes for people like you and me, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Women.
Yeah. Whoa. Now, look.
I'm just saying all these things because it makes Brad laugh a lot.
I know that it does. And look, I know that whenever I go out to a bar, and you guys have seen this, the Christmas party.
You've never been to a bar.
When I go out to a bar, sometimes the shirt comes off, but I'm telling you what, the bra stays on. And so if I get wasted at our next Lincoln Days or whatever it is, I can promise you.
The debate party?
Yeah, the debate party Thursday night.
Dave and Buster's?
If I get wasted at
that. Too bad it's sold out.
I can guarantee you. That, yeah, maybe some layers come off, but
you know
the bra
what?
Stays
this
on.
This might free up some spaces for those people.
We are pretty packed in there. It's gonna be a nice night.
Man, that commercial break entertainment's going to be wild.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. Man, I can't wait for Thursday night because everybody's going to be there. Like, we're all... How often are we all actually in the same room?
I'm reconsidering.
Well, I'm going to be just, you guys are going to have like a nice step and repeat. People can take pictures with you guys. I told Trisha, if people want any pictures with me, I'll be standing next to the skee ball and I won't be playing. I just want people to know that I want to be associated with skee ball. So if you want my picture, that's where I'll be.
You're so weird.
Unless Dave and Buster's gives me a free gift card, then I'll probably throw a couple balls.
Let's not talk about your balls. Okay, YouTube live chat poll. How should Donald Trump approach the Thursday debate? Ryan, should he be calm and not attacking or be aggressive?
Calm and not attacking in tone. I still want him to be aggressive with policy. So I'm going to say calm and not aggressive.
This is a nerdy thing to say.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Talk policy to me. Brad, what about you?
This one was really hard because it's like, oh yeah, I definitely think that he should be calm, but then it says not attacking. And I do think that there is a certain amount of attacking that needs to go on. But you can do that in a calm way. So I guess I'm going to say calm and not attacking. So not attacking in the tone.
When we heard earlier in the show where The View, I'm not going to play it again. I'm just going to tell you what they said because I care about you as a listener of the show. The people who are left from the first time that I played The View. And they said, Annie, I thought you liked us. And I'm not going to do that to you again. They say Biden needs to remain calm and get Trump to lose his mind.
That's true.
Good luck.
That's what Biden said he needs to do.
That's Biden one is going to remain calm so Trump can lose his mind. I think the best thing that Trump can do the entire time is appear to be amused.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
No.
That's true. But here's the thing, though. I really believe this, that I believe that Biden is going to have a decent performance by his standards. Again,
his standards are low. Awake.
Yes. Awake and, you know, like, looks a little rosy. You know, like, oh, he looks okay. He's doing all right.
So, look like he's awake and alive.
Yes. Yeah. Not too bed sheet colored. But if he does that, I mean, if he looks like he's kind of got it together, that will be a win for him. And I think that will happen. I think that will. It really, Trump is the wild card here. I'm more confident that Biden's going to come out pretty steady, not have a great performance, but have just an acceptable one.
He's still going to stutter. He's still going to fumble over his words. He's still going to be incapable of spitting a point out. It doesn't matter if he's practiced. He can't do it. He doesn't do it now. Imagine, he's got to take a week off so we can perform for 90 minutes. He is the current president of the United States of America. This should be concerning in and of itself.
It is concerning. However, I still believe that he will come out at least somewhat steady. Which, again, is a win for him. But what Trump is going to do is the big question. Will he be his aggressive self, or will he be more subdued sitting at that table like Charlie Rose? I mean, we'll see.
The way somebody wins this election is making it a referendum on the other person. If it's a referendum on Biden, Biden will lose and he'll lose big. If it becomes a referendum on Trump, Trump will lose and Trump will lose big. And the way Trump keeps that from becoming a referendum on him is by staying calm and like letting Biden throw the arrows, letting Biden throw the felony out there, doing what Annie says, act amused when he does it. It's not a big deal. This doesn't hurt me. Anyway, let's talk about the economy and the 20% inflation. Let's go back. And every time Biden throws an insult at him, Trump responds with a Biden failure and keeps pushing the debate back onto the issues and to making it a referendum on Biden and his policy.
I think you should just sit there and kind of.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A chuckle and smirk and laugh, and make points about the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Make points about the American people, and then chuckle like a clown.
Let's go to break. Oh, we went to break. It was just 30 seconds too late. Shucks. Brad.
That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see.
Brad did so great. Why'd you have to ruin it?
I thought Brad was doing okay. I wouldn't say great.
You thought we needed more.
He was making America okay again.
It'd be better than the current state of affairs. Go vote. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster.
Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.